This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It seems like every time you turn around, there's another department store chain that's closing locations and laying people off. Macy's and Sears, JCPenney, and those are just the biggies. Since January, almost 61,000 jobs have been lost in retail, leaving all those workers to figure out what is next. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
The kinds of retail jobs being eliminated run the gamut. Carrie Gleason is with the Center for Popular Democracy.
They're sales associates, cashiers, stock workers. They work in transportation. They work in the warehouses.
Gleason says many are adults supporting families. Where are they ending up? She says some may be moving into a retail segment that's actually thriving, home and garden.
I would imagine somebody might go from Payless and Radio Shack over to Home Depot and Lowe's.
Other workers are likely moving to jobs that support, what else? Online retail. Adir Bulker is a partner at A.T. Kearney.
As the retail jobs are going away, the online sales are moving more of those jobs into the parcel delivery, transportation, and warehousing sectors.
Amazon, UPS, and FedEx have all been hiring, but Bulker says for some workers, that's a real transition.
If you are someone who has spent, 25 years in the retail sector on the sales floor, it may not be easy for you to suddenly go into a warehouse environment.
Retail layoff numbers certainly look bleak, but William Spriggs, who teaches economics at Howard University, says we should keep something in mind.
Since the beginning of the year, we know that retail has been losing jobs, but we also know that since the beginning of the year, labor force participation rates are up.
Which means, he says, some of these workers could be having luck finding jobs elsewhere. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.